I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. We just got done talking about some of our beef with some of the other media people across the country. But also, Scott, you did have feelings about this Jazz team. And I think that part of it is when you, anytime you lose to the Lakers, you'll be ready to just let anybody go.
We've been losing to the Lakers for like years.
Trade them all.
Like from the time I was a kid growing up, it was like we could never beat the Lakers.
And
we finally did. But
it was a frustrating game, and I know that there are a lot of issues that the Jazz have, but this is the one that we brought Jeremiah Jensen in from KSL 5 Television to listen to what we've all been listening to today, which is Jalen Rose talking about Donovan Mitchell's future in Utah.
Here's what I'll say about his future in Utah. When I look at the 2017 draft, the other max caliber players are Jason Tatum and Bam Adebayo. I see their futures with those teams. I don't necessarily see that with Donovan Mitchell in Utah. So, Jay, to answer your question, don't be surprised if when it's time for those other guys to get extensions, that he doesn't sign one. I don't know if he's there long-term to be their best player.
Is that kind of an auto response, Jared, for like people in general? They go, well, look, I wouldn't want to be there. So, obviously, Donovan Mitchell doesn't want to be in Utah long-term.
That's all I can make of that because he didn't really give any reasoning as to why Donovan would make this decision.
I just don't really see him there.
Why not? I mean, Donovan's been great here. He's happy here. He's the star player. And I think we can talk about who's going to be here next year and what's going on with the roster and the dynamic. I think there could be things that are changed. Could be major changes in the offseason. But
is that the possibility of Rudy maybe not being around?
I think so just based on logic, not saying anything's going to happen.
Can't keep them both.
But it's much more likely. You could keep them both, but you really hamstring yourself moving forward financially. But if you're going to move forward and move somebody, a big name on your roster, it's going to be Rudy before Donovan. That's just my feeling.
But it's because of the position of center and the way the game is played now.
Rudy doesn't score 25 points per game.
No, and when he does score, it's always around the basket. And you look at Anthony Davis.
Come on, he was 6 for 6 last night.
I understand that, but it's 6 for 6
from the field, Scott.
Right, but when your shooting range is like half a foot, you know you're gonna make 6. You might make 5 or 6, but the center position has just changed. And I look at this, and it's like the Utah Jazz have always had these uniquely skill-setted centers. Like Mark Eaton was he's really good on defense, but he's not an offensive center. And he was even good in an era where centers were under the basket and they had their back to the basket kind of thing. But the Jazz they need three players. You know, if you're going to win the championship, you kind of need three players. And Donovan Mitchell, I'm not so sure he's that complete player yet, where he can just take over a game at the end of a game and just win it for you. I don't know that teams go, oh, man, we fear playing Donovan Mitchell. I mean, so he's even a question mark. But that second player, I don't know that the Jazz have it. Mike Connolly, I just don't see a lot of upside on him. And Boyan is you know, he's like that fourth player. You know, I don't know that he's your second option.
Why do we obsess with this, JJ? Like this idea of, yeah, but they're too good. They won't be here for very long. And with Donovan Mitchell, for example, like everybody reads into and the chemistry questions come up about Donovan and Rudy, even after, you know, you see alley-oop after alley-oop that they've been throwing to one another. And, like, the whole thing with me is this Jazz team, as it's presently sort of put together, I don't know exactly what the exact need is. Is it Mike Conley going away? Is it, like, in the long term, you can't afford to have a super maxed out Rudy who's making $60 million a year in the last couple of years of his right. contract? And then because I think the reality is the fan prefers – a Donovan Mitchell player anyway.
And Rudy knows that.
He has to know
Rudy
that.
Has said that publicly to ESPN recently. So there's definitely a dynamic here with this team that just didn't work the way they wanted it to this year. And you're even seeing it inside the bubble. And then with Boyan out, I think it's even more glaring. They're going to have to do some things in the offseason to kind of make this work. But trust me, Donovan Mitchell is the centerpiece in all this. Donovan Mitchell is the man moving forward. He's the face of the franchise.
Right.
And so,
does he believe that?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Because all the responses are, he's going to go to Chicago. He's going to go to New York. He's going to go to Chicago.
And look, I don't know what Jalen, I don't know where that came from. But trust me, I've talked to people in other markets in the country. The New York Knicks fan base and media is already pushing for Donovan Mitchell. I don't know if you heard this, but there were Miami Heat fans posing as racist Jazz fans, putting comments on Donovan Mitchell's social media to try to make him more angry.
This is
a real thing.
That's wrong.
People are awful.
So this is going on, and there's all these forces at play from other places in the league trying to pry Donovan out of this market because there is this perception that you can do so. There's this perception that why would a star player who can go anywhere they want to play in Utah? And we haven't had any reason to believe, other than the way that some fans were treating him on social media about social injustice, to think that anybody here has anything negative to say about Donovan, that Donovan has anything negative to say about our community.
Right.
So where is this coming from? It's somewhere else.
It feels like to me, from Donovan's side of it, though, from day one, he really embraced being here, even more so than like Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward... I don't know. There was just always something just off, but it just got a sense with, you know, Donovan going and visiting people. And shoot, he went to the high school state championships. My son played, and my son got a picture with him. You know, and he's just out. He's social. He's embraced the community. I just remember watching him in that first summer league when he came here, and just how he just kind of has gone for it, and what he kind of exploded onto the scene as a rookie. And he just to me feels like he does want to be here. And you have the Miller family, Gail Miller, and they have a special love for the Utah Jazz. And there are players who have stuck here and been here their whole entire careers, you know, John Stockton, Karl Malone, and they've done well. And the people embrace Utah Jazz players. And, you know, I know he's from back east. I know he's from the New York area, but this could be a place that he could do very well for himself if he was going to stay around. And maybe he's the guy they do build a franchise around. I don't know.
If you look at the way that it's set up and the way that we hear these things, and this periodically pops back up again, and Donovan Mitchell has to be, you know, aware of the noise that goes on with this. Is that just the thing that you deal with as a pro? And I guess maybe this is more for Scott. I mean, you just have to deal with the noise that just goes, well, this is the way we think that you feel here, you know, and this is the way we're going to treat you while you're here. And despite the fact that the player might feel totally different than when everybody else is telling them they're supposed to feel.
Some players like the noise and thrive on it. You look at a guy like Michael Jordan, he liked to pick up on any little thing he could to kind of fuel himself. And other guys are like, you know, just kind of block it out, don't listen to any of it. And, you know, I think ultimately the players just they make those decisions for themselves and what they want to hear and what they listen to and what they don't and what kind of impact it has on them.
All right. JJ, thanks for the breakdown.
Donovan's not going anywhere, everybody.
I don't think he is. Feel better about it.
He would have to turn down a max contract from the Jazz, so it really starts with the money. And
here's
that's
the other thing. When people worry about it, too, the Jazz can match whatever other people bring to the table. So, yeah. And they'll be able to.
I wish we had some time to go into the contract details, but it's probably going to bore people. But just just feel confident, Jazz fans. Donovan's going to take an extension, max offer. He's going to be here for another 4 years.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about people we hate the most in sports. Enough to put in your obituary. How much you hated Tom Brady like one lady did in Buffalo. Who is that person that you just could not stand so much that the word hate crossed your lips about a certain sport, about a certain athlete in any sport? Stay with us. More to go right here. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.